Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and State PC's preparation. A significant diplomatic milestone was just achieved between India and Vietnam, marking a new era in their bilateral relationship as they elevated their partnership to an enhanced comprehensive strategic partnership, the highest level of diplomatic engagement India extends to any country. This development is particularly noteworthy because it comes during the state visit of Vietnamese President Tu Lam to India. What makes this significant is that the two countries have set a new bilateral trade target of $25 billion by 2030, which is a substantial increase from the current approximately $16 billion. They also signed agreements across various sectors, including defense, digital connectivity, and agriculture, which are expected to further deepen their cooperation. First, let us look at the evolution of India-Vietnam relations. The relationship between the two countries has been steadily growing over the years, with both nations recognizing the strategic importance of their partnership in the region. Building on this, the enhanced comprehensive strategic partnership is a natural progression of their cooperation, reflecting their shared interests and goals. Now, let us examine the key areas of cooperation between India and Vietnam. In terms of trade and economy, the new bilateral trade target of $25 billion by 2030 is ambitious and reflects the potential for increased economic engagement between the two countries. Remember this number, $25 billion, as it is a significant milestone in their economic cooperation. Defense cooperation is another critical area of partnership between India and Vietnam. India has extended a $500 million line of credit for defense procurement, which was announced in principle. This move is expected to enhance Vietnam's defense capabilities and strengthen their bilateral defense ties. Crucially, cooperation on maritime security in the South China Sea is also a vital aspect of their defense partnership, given the disputed maritime boundary between Vietnam and China. Vietnam uses BrahMos supersonic cruise missiles, which were purchased in 2021, marking India's first export of such missiles. Joint naval exercises under the WINBACS, or Bilateral Army Exercise, and naval cooperation framework are also an essential part of their defense cooperation. In the digital and technology sector, India and Vietnam are cooperating on digital public infrastructure, with India sharing its experience in developing digital public infrastructure, such as the UPI model and Aadhaar-like ID. This cooperation is expected to help Vietnam develop its digital infrastructure and promote digital economy. Additionally, semiconductor supply chain partnerships are being explored, given Vietnam's status as a major electronics manufacturing hub. Agriculture is another area where India and Vietnam are cooperating. India exports grapes, pomegranates, and mangoes, while Vietnam exports durians, pomelos, and tropical fruits. Both sides have agreed to fast-track phytosanitary approvals for agricultural trade, which is expected to increase the volume of agricultural trade between the two countries. Now, let us turn to the strategic context of this partnership. The South China Sea tensions are a significant factor in this partnership, as Vietnam and China share a disputed maritime boundary. India's enhanced partnership with Vietnam signals strategic solidarity with ASEAN claimant states without direct confrontation with China. So what exactly changed? The upgrade in their partnership reflects India's commitment to supporting its ASEAN partners in the face of growing tensions in the region. The Act East policy, launched in 2014, is another critical context for this partnership. Vietnam is one of India's most strategically aligned ASEAN partners, and the upgrade in their partnership is a cornerstone of India's Act East policy, which prioritizes defense, connectivity, and trade linkages with Southeast Asia. What does this mean for India's strategic position? It reflects India's growing engagement with Southeast Asia and its commitment to promoting a free and open Indo-Pacific. The China Plus One supply chain strategy is also relevant in this context. Vietnam is the largest beneficiary of the China Plus One manufacturing shift, and India-Vietnam cooperation on supply chains and manufacturing can help both countries attract investment away from sole dependence on China. This is a significant development, as it reflects the growing trend of companies looking to diversify their supply chains beyond China. Finally, the Indo-Pacific architecture is a critical aspect of this partnership. Both India and Vietnam are stakeholders in a free and open Indo-Pacific, with India being a Quad member and Vietnam sharing India's interest in freedom of navigation and a rules-based maritime order. But why does this matter? The Indo-Pacific region is critical to global trade and security, and the partnership between India and Vietnam reflects their shared commitment to promoting a stable and secure region. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The bilateral trade target between India and Vietnam is $25 billion by 2030. The line of credit extended by India for defense procurement is $500 million. Vietnam uses BrahMos supersonic cruise missiles, which were purchased in 2021. The WinBACS, or Bilateral Army Exercise, and Naval Cooperation Framework are part of their defense cooperation. India and Vietnam are cooperating on digital public infrastructure, including the UPI model and Aadhaar-like ID. Vietnam is a major electronics manufacturing hub, and semiconductor supply chain partnerships are being explored. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The Enhanced Comprehensive Strategic Partnership between India and Vietnam is a significant development that reflects their growing cooperation in various sectors, including defense, trade, and agriculture. This partnership is relevant to your UPSC preparation, as it reflects India's strategic engagement with Southeast Asia and its commitment to promoting a free and open Indo-Pacific. Note this carefully: the key aspects of this partnership, including the bilateral trade target, defense cooperation, and digital infrastructure cooperation, are all relevant to your UPSC preparation. In conclusion, the elevated partnership between India and Vietnam marks a new era in their bilateral relationship, reflecting their shared interests and goals in the region. This partnership has significant implications for India's strategic position in the Indo-Pacific and its engagement with Southeast Asia, and is a critical development that you should be aware of as you prepare for your UPSC exams.